Life can be a hard paddle. Nanquan River was alive with summer greens, mildly milky, colored water, with a river that was waiting to be explored. Ken and I embarked with dinner on the back of the kayak, excited to be paddling again. Nanquan River leads into Lake Scugog, and it was calling our names. This paddle looked easy enough as I leisurely observed nature and the beauty it has to offer. The sounds of birds, the swish of the paddle that easily glided through the fauna as I endeavored to reach the mouth of Lake Scugog. An hour later, it was time to turn around and head back to the launching point. In the turning around, or the changing of course, we soon discovered that the swish of the paddle was going to be far more difficult. The Nanquan River atmosphere had changed. The water current was strong, the wind draft was against us, and it seemed that the lily pads and underwater growth had gotten 10 times bigger than it actually was. It was a struggle as my arms started to faint under the hard paddle strokes. My heart leaped with excitement as the kayak passed each cottage, knowing that I was one paddle closer to the destination. Sometimes life is like that. It can change so rapidly as I quickly adapt to the new surroundings and challenges. I can feel that every wind draft is against me as the water seemingly rises as I walk this journey of life. Life continues to change, and I continue to adapt. And sometimes the paddling is hard, and I can meet lots of underwater growth that can inhibit my journey. The Bible says, "I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you." This pathway, this journey we call life, may take me on undiscovered waters with many a wind draft and changes in current and course. Yet I can be strong and work through the hard paddles of life and find fulfillment in the journey. I did make it back to the launching point, and yes, I did collapse on the shoreline. I will wait for the next wind draft and do it all over again, because God is watching over me through the journey.